You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An extreme heat watch is in effect starting tomorrow, running through Thursday. Heat index values are expected to reach 106. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. Kenosha is hosting the world's largest AMC car show this week, with events running today through Sunday. The main event is happening Saturday at Kennedy Park. Car fans can enjoy cruise-ins, open houses, and a celebration of Kenosha's rich auto history. There's a listing of all of the events available at the Kenosha History Center's website. Sonnenberg Schools in Racine is expanding and will open a second campus in the former Cops and Kids building. The new site will serve students in grades 6 through 12. You can go deeper on that story online today at racinecountyeye.com. Wisconsin school districts are struggling to find enough bus drivers as numbers continue to fall. A proposed bill in Madison would make it easier for seniors to keep their licenses and could help ease the shortage as schools get ready to start classes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski faces the Mariners. The Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're in the Madison area and looking for a cool event, check out the annual Atwood Fest. This amazing music festival features 3 stages, great food, and great East Side vibes. Saturday, you can catch bands like Rare Element, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, love that name, American Scarecrows, and Madison favorites VO5. Sunday features local favorites like Steely Dan, the Jeremiah Jams Band, and the Mark Hembree Bluegrass Band. Atwood Fest takes place, you guessed it, in Madison's Atwood Hood this Saturday, July 26th from noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, the 27th, from noon to 7:30. Who doesn't love a Cinderella story, especially when it's literally a Cinderella story? Disney is in the works for a new take on the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein story of the overworked Cinderella. The new look will be told from the standpoint of the godparents. Jennifer Lopez is attached as an executive producer, but there is no cast attached yet. The original Cinderella dropped in 1957 with Julie Andrews playing the title character. If you're looking for a whodunit that takes place in a beautiful setting, here is one of Pete's picks that will fit the bill. Untamed stars Aussie actors Eric Bana and Sam Neill and is set in Yosemite National Park. Bana plays a federal agent who oversees the park alongside state park rangers led by Neill. The first scene, which involves 2 rock climbers and a dead body, will knock your socks off. Bana's character, Kyle Turner, tracks a killer while dealing with his own demons. Untamed dropped July 17th on Netflix, where all 6 episodes are available to stream. Wes Anderson fans, listen up, yo. His latest effort, The Phoenician Scheme, will be available to stream later this week. Deadline.com has announced the film will drop on Peacock Friday, July 25th. The film by the director of Rushmore and Bottle Rocket is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Benicio del Toro, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera, and Scarlett Johansson. 2 films in their first week of release cracked the top 5 but could not unseat Superman as box office champ over the weekend. Superman's sophomore outing on the big screen brought in $57 million, more than doubling the take of another blockbuster in Jurassic World Rebirth. The film about the Man of Steel, directed by James Gunn and starring David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, has now taken in $235 million domestically in 2 weeks. Coming in second place with a distant $23 million big ones was the aforementioned Jurassic World Rebirth. The film has been in theaters 3 weeks now and has pulled in $276 million domestically, despite mediocre reviews. The 2 newcomers are Sony Pictures' I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot with $13 million, which was good enough for third place. And in fourth place, it was the Smurfs which sang the blues with 11 million. Brad Pitt's F1 sped to fifth place with 9.5 million. Fear not, there is another blockbuster right around the corner in Fantastic Four. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.